D. Danubian with you inside Studio 889. Some names are legendary. For me, sad as it is to admit, some names were urban legend to me until I learned better. Kind of like in a Batman way. I'll explain. It's an honor to welcome Skippy White to the studio.
Oh, welcome. It's an honor to be here, Howard.
Thank you. Going back to explain that intro, born in Roxbury, I grew up in all different parts of the greater Boston area.
Yeah.
And the name Skippy White was synonymous with the record stores. That's where you would go to get the good R&B, soul, hip hop. I always thought it was a brand name. I didn't know it was an actual person's name. So I'm being educated here. Yes. Has anyone ever told you that?
Well, no. I think the people that used to come in the record store, don't forget they also heard me on the radio, because early on I was on WILD as Skippy White. So they came in the store looking for Skippy White.
How did you even come up with the name Skippy White? Like, explain that.
All right. Actually, my name originally on the air when I got the position at WILD was Fred White. Things were going along good. We had a couple of hours on a Saturday morning, and then we transitioned to a couple of more hours on Sunday. The owner of the station, Nelson Noble, who owned WILD at the time, had asked me to pick out R&B records for the rest of the DJs on the station. Now, they were playing Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, that type
on
of
ILD?
Music. Yeah, and so I did. I picked out some R&B records for them, and of course, they didn't like me too much because they didn't want to play that kind of music.
Mm.
These were white DJs who were working at the station. Well, one by one, they either left or got fired.
Wow.
So Nelson started to hire some disc jockeys from out of the territory, and he hired a fella from New York City, the Big Apple.
Mm.
His name was Fred Mack.
Okay.
So the similarity between Fred Mack and Fred White, people said to me, you know, you're going to get lost in the shuffle.
Mm.
You need a nickname.
Mm.
So somebody, one of my friends, came up with the name Skippy. I didn't like it at first. I thought it sounded like peanut butter or dog food. It just didn't ring with me. And I said, well, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it, see if I can come up with something else.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really come up with anything else that was better than Skippy at the time. And so it was time for me to go on the air that Saturday. And Fred Mack was going to go on the air on Monday. So I had to really get ready for, you know, the competition, so to speak. I went on the air and I opened up the mic and I called myself Fred Skippy White. Well, the phone rang and I had some people call in requests as they usually did on my show. Hmm. And everybody who called just called me Skippy.
Okay.
And I said, wow, they seem to like it. Hmm. So the next day on Sunday, I was just Skippy White. And I've been Skippy White ever since.
Great story.
Clincher of the story is that Fred Mack went on the air on Monday.
Yeah.
I think he did afternoon drive.
Mm.
And by Wednesday, he was fired.
Ooh.
He lasted 3 days.
Wow. Let's go back there. Let's dig into that. D. Danubian with Skippy White on 889. Given Boston's struggle with DEI principles, what were those reactions like, being a white man clearly loving black music?
Well, during the early 50s, I searched around on the radio for something to listen to.
Hmm.
And there really wasn't much on Boston radio at that time that I wanted to listen to. Then one day I'm searching around on the radio and I heard a song that was familiar to me. The song was, because I knew that I had heard a pop version, maybe a country version, and here was a version that was totally different. It had soul. Hmm. It was a rhythm and blues version of Crying in the Chapel by Sonny Till and the Orioles. It blew me away. I loved it. Well, the program that I heard it on was Symphony Sid's radio program on WBMS. And so I started to listen to Symphony Sid, and he was playing nothing but rhythm and blues. So I loved it. In fact, he even did another program at another time on the station in which he called himself Brother Sid, and he was playing gospel music. He was playing Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers,
yes,
and the Swan Silvertones and the Harmonizing Four,
okay,
and all those great gospel groups.
You were into the music. You brought the music to radio here.
Yeah.
And when did the record stores happen? How did that come
to be?
Well,
the record stores happened actually right after I got the position at WILD. I went to see Nelson Noble, the owner, sat down with him, and told him what I wanted to do. In fact, initially, I had never been on the air before. So I had no experience.
Wow.
And I simply wanted to program rhythm and blues music on his station, WILD. He assumed that I wanted to be on the air. So the first question he asked me was, have you had some experience on the air? Well, how do you answer a question like that? If I said no, which was the truth, that was probably the end of the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to say yes. I had to fib a little and say yes, I had some background in radio, even though I had not. And he gave me the position on a Saturday, a couple of hours, to program and DJ rhythm and blues music.
And this was the music of the Motown era, I'm assuming?
Motown was just getting started, actually. It was just getting started. Motown, I believe, started in 1959, and this was 1960. So Motown was barely off the ground.
Just starting to scratch through to the surface.
So it was more the rhythm and blues music of that era, which was on Atlantic, and Stax was also just beginning.
Right.
So it was the raw rhythm and blues of that period of time, soul music.
88.9 WERS Danubian, honored to be joined in the studio with local legend Skippy White. Now, we've talked about the classics, the original school. Do you stay up to date with the now school and the current crop of R&B? Is there anybody that you would give props to?
Well, at that time, it probably would have been Ray Charles.
All right. I like hearing about Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, because at that time, Ray Charles was just really getting going on Atlantic. Well, he had been on Atlantic for a few years, and he had some, you know, very serious hit records. Nighttime is the Right Time, and a whole lot more. So I Got a Woman Way Across Town. So Ray Charles was kind of one of my heroes at that time.
And who would be a hero from today in this time? Is there anybody? Like, not like anybody can compare with a musical genius like Ray Charles, but is there anybody who has your ear that you're really feeling?
They don't even call it rhythm and blues anymore. Problem is, when you listen to black music today, even the DJs call it R&B, but do they really know what R&B stands for?
Put them up on it. Tell them about it. And say it louder for the people in the back.
Yeah.
D. Danubian in the studio with Skippy White. And you're not alone here today. Who do we have in the studio with us?
Well, I have Brother Ike over here to my right. And Brother Ike and I have known each other now for about 2 years. We met actually in Harvard Square when they had a little function for an album, a LP and CD that came out called The Skippy White Story. And it was a compilation of a lot of the 45s that I had put out on my labels.
Wow.
I had labels like Stop, Ditto, Blues Town, Silver Cross, Wild. And that's what prompted this time that they honored me, so to speak, in Harvard Square.
Amazing.
And I met Brother Ike at that time, and we've been fast friends ever since. As a matter of fact, we now do a radio program together.
I don't want to compete against you.
Well, it's called Soul School, and it's on Sundays at 6 p.m. It's just 1 hour program, but Ike and I dissect the music. We talk about it, we play it, and you know, we try to give the audience an era of what is happening with the artist and the music that we're playing. We do some interviews with some of the artists as well, particularly those that are maybe coming to town.
So a radio career, your own label, like so much. What are you up to now? Outside of the radio show, what are you up to now?
I'm also promoting a show. I have a backer who's putting up money financially to put this show together. He calls it the big show, but I call it Skippy White's Sweet Soul Review. And it's coming up on August 24th, which is a Saturday, at the Chevalier Theater in Medford.
Got it.
There are seven acts on this show, and all of them could be headliners. We'll start with The Intruders.
Ooh.
Of I'll Always Love My Mama fame.
Yes.
The Delphonics, La La Means I Love You.
Right.
The Manhattans of Sonny Bivens and Kiss and Say Goodbye. Harold Melvin's Blue Notes are going to be on the show. And the guy with the great falsetto, Eddie Holman, is going to be there.
Hey There, sing, Lonely Girl.
Hey There, Lonely Girl, and all his other great records. And then topping off the show will be The Temptations, featuring Paul Williams Jr. Review. This is the son of the original Paul Williams, who was part of the Temptations and sang lead on a number of their records. And on top of all that, Russell Tompkins Jr., the original lead singer on all the Stylistics hit records. Seven acts on this show.
Wow. And tell us again, when is this happening and where?
Okay, this is happening on Saturday, August 24th at the Chevalier Theater in downtown Medford. And it's going to be a great show.
That is an amazing lineup. I'm going to have to check this show out. Now, where can people find out about tickets?
Well, for more information, they can get in touch with the Chevalier Theater box office in Medford. Also, the Wilbur Theater box office in Boston in the Theater District. And then there's Ticketmaster.com.
This has been such an honor, such a treat to hear about you, what you've been up to, the history, and that you're maintaining this connection to all of this great vintage soul and gospel as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, and I really appreciate it.